Good afternoon. I'm Jim Graham, and I'm chairman of the Metro WMATA Board of Directors, and I call to order this special meeting of the Board of Directors. And we have a very limited agenda, but we do want to give our general manager the opportunity to make a, hopefully not a long statement, but a statement on the issues that we are confronting at this time. Mr. Cato, do you have such a statement?
Yes, Mr. Chairman, I do. And Mr. Chairman, members of the board, let me begin by saying that my heart and soul goes out to those who were injured in this tragic accident and to their families, and especially to the families of those who were killed in this accident. My words cannot reverse what happened, but I do want you to know that my heart aches, as does the heart of all Metro employees, and I want to help those individuals and those families through these awful times. My words cannot change what happened, but my actions can help keep this from happening again in the future. And you have, Mr. Chairman and members of the board, my promise that I will take this action. Of course, it was an accident, but this accident should not have happened, and we all know that. And we all have a part to play in determining what happened and in putting safeguards in place that will prevent it from happening again. I can't speculate on what's happening. That is best left to the investigators and the investigation that is going on at this time. But I do not want to wait for an investigation or the results of that to take action. We need to take steps to prevent an accident of this type in the future, regardless of the cause of this accident. 2 years ago, we made a program, or we began a program, to improve safety throughout the authority. And although it has made gains, yesterday's tragedy shows me that we must make an even greater commitment to this program. At Metro, safety is everyone's responsibility, and no Metro employee could have any doubt that people's lives depend on us. Having said that, let me again remind everyone that the rescue and investigation efforts are still underway. And again, I cannot thank enough those first responders, specifically from the District of Columbia and the other jurisdictions, from Maryland as well as Northern Virginia, who provided services and help to our customers and provided comfort and aid to their fellow customers. Also, I'd like to give my thanks to the medical teams at the local hospitals who provided care to those individuals who were injured. I don't have enough words to really express my gratitude to those individuals. And we will continue, Mr. Chair, to keep you and our customers informed exactly what we're doing in operating our services and to continue the operation of our system. We're currently working with the National Transportation Safety Board, and they now have and they will have the jurisdiction to complete this investigation until it is completed. I still do believe that Metro is a safe system, but we have just experienced the worst tragedy in Metro history, a tragedy that we do not wish to have happen again. I think now is time for us to act. We will take time and actions to find the root and cause of this tragedy, correct it, and also implement whatever recommendations will come from the National Transportation Safety Board. Mr. Chair, that is my report from me to the board.
Thank you very much, Mr. Cato. Now, we are going to move into executive session for the purposes of discussing safety and security matters, and I will make a motion to that effect. However, let me say that for those of you who may not be familiar with our procedures on this board, that we are required to come back into session should there be any issues discussed in executive session which require action, because we do not vote in executive session. And for the purposes of the media, I do want to say that I think it's very likely that there will be action coming out of this executive session. So we will be probably reconvening once we have concluded our session, our executive session. So I wish I could give you a specific time, but I don't know that at this point. but I suspect that we know that the mayor is having another press conference at 5 p.m. this evening, and we have every reason to believe that we'll be out well before that. So I move that the board meet an executive session to discuss safety and security matters consistent with board procedure Roman numeral 6F. Is there a second?
Second.
It's been seconded by Mr. Benjamin. Discussion, discussion, discussion. Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, no. The ayes have it. We now stand in recess and we will move into executive session.